Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, it's Sam. New day, new week, new month, new everything. Is it a new you? Is it a new you? Of course it's a new you. It's Sam Crowley, host of the Every Day Saturday podcast. Great to have you. Great to have you. Great to have you. Let's get right into it. The mind, the body. They're separate, right? The mind is completely separate from the body. True? Heck no. Not even close. Not even close. I posted this online yesterday. And I wanted to read this in case you missed the post. It's on my Facebook page. This is powerful stuff, man. When I really got this stuff, like when I started studying, and I'm not this, you know, you already know this, so I don't need to tell you. I'm not a real, like, cerebral guy. But I like to have deep conversations, though, about religion, politics, whatever, man. Some people just, they're so phony. Just, they lack authenticity. It's like, how are you? Good. And you? And good. That's why, again, I take shots at the corporate world all the time. It's kind of turned into my brand. It's just so many drones out there. Do you honestly think people talk like that at the kitchen table? Excuse me, honey. I would enjoy it very much if you had a moment. You could pass that butter to your right and make its way down here. I have a roll here that I would like to put some butter on, and if it's not too much trouble, would love to delegate that to you so you can send that down to your subordinates on, are you out of your mind? Why don't you talk normal, doof? You know, it's like, I can't even stand it. I have such kryptonite to that, man. I spontaneously combust and wet my pants at the same time and get a migraine and my head explodes when I hear anybody talking corporate speak. You know what I'm talking about, right? The idiot you hear in the corporate world talking like, that's why I can't stand it. The mind and the body, they're all connected. Be authentic. We create the mind. This is what I posted. And just listen. Let this sink in. My point is I like deep conversation. I like to go deep. You know, I talked about this Sunday on my wall, why nobody's going to church anymore. Now, I realize people are going to church. But the title of the article I referenced was Nobody's Going to Church Anymore. It's turning into this big, you know, Jesus party and out doing, it's like a talent show. Hey, let's not really focus on the message. Let's focus on all the other stuff going on in the periphery. And oh, by the way, if you don't think like us, talk like us, walk like us, you can't be in our little clique. You know, I believe in God. Is that not good enough? You know, is that not good enough for you? Why do you got to judge me? Why you got to look at me? What? And who the hell are you, by the way, to judge me? I see you. I'm looking. I can't hear a word you're saying because your actions are telling me everything I need to know. Just because you got your hand raised in the air and you can memorize 66 books in the Bible, what's that mean? What's that mean? You're good at memorization does not translate to implementation. Are you with me? Come on, man. Can you have a deep conversation about this stuff? Or 30 seconds ago, did you just cringe when you said, did he really? He didn't just say what I think he did he? Yeah, I did. Sam Crowley, how are you? We create the mind. We are not the mind. We create the body. You are not your body. Your body is inside of you. Through mind and body, you create the experience. The world is just a big bowl of quantum soup. You make a new body once a year. 98% of all the atoms in your body, they come and go in less than 1 year. Your skin replaces itself once a month. You have a new skeleton once every 3 months. A new stomach lining every 5 days. Even the brain cells that you use to think with, the carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, and oxygen, they weren't even there 1 year ago. What an amazing experience life can be when you reflect on how much you can create on your own. So the next time somebody asks you what's new, you best not reply with, oh, same old, same old. Does that resonate with your soul? If not, hit the stop button. You gotta get off this train. Because that's what this show's all about. being authentic, having deep conversations, accepting who you are, but not where you are in life. Take your best qualities, man, and just shine a magnifying glass, and you have a ton of them. I don't care if nobody's told you. You do. I just got another message. I'm going to give a, I'll leave the last name out. Ankur. I'm probably mispronounced the name. I apologize. Podcast listener. Hello, Sam. I came to know about you from the YouTube video you have on how you stop stuttering. Have almost seen all the videos of yours on YouTube. That's pretty wild because there's a lot of them out there. The reason I'm writing you this message is because I have been caught up in stuttering, and it's been increasingly. I listened to your podcast about this as well. I just want to know how you did manage to get out of it and at what age you finally got over it. Apart from modeling someone, did you get any speech therapy or something else to get out of this stuttering? It would be a great help if you replied to this message. Thank you in advance and good luck. Hey, thank you, Ankur. I really appreciate it. I get a lot of these messages about stuttering because I do have a YouTube video, a couple of them out there. One of them's got about 30,000 views on my channel. And I just got mad one day and I just shot the video. I was all pissed off and I was just mad. I got angry. I was thinking about how I used to stutter. And yeah, I had speech therapists who couldn't talk any better than I could. They were paid by the state to give kids speech lessons, and they were horrible. Absolutely. If I would have modeled them, I'd be in a nut house right now. I swear to God. I mean, it's just terrible. I did. What I did with stuttering, I did with business. And what I did with business, I did with my finances and my personal life. I modeled the individuals who I wanted to be like. I just did. And whether that's verbals or even more importantly, when you're in a conversation, is nonverbals. Do you show up in a conversation when somebody's talking to you? Are you there? Are you present? Are you engaged? Do you make eye contact? Do you have a nice firm handshake with people? Do you act like you're even remotely interested in what they have to say? Because if not, let me tell you, you're not getting that sale. You're not getting that relationship. And this does tie into what I just talked about. You create your mind. You're not the mind. You want to start stuttering. And I'm not a pro. Okay. I'm just an individual who used to stutter and now I don't. But this passage I just read to you about you create your body, the body's in you. That's where a lot of people miss the boat. You are not your body. Your body resides inside of you. You create your mind. You are not the mind. You create the entire experience. I wanted to create an experience. Does that make sense? Let me say that again. I wanted to create this every day is Saturday experience. And it was when I was 15 years old as well, when I stopped, you know, when I started to begin speaking better. Let me just say that I didn't stop cold turkey. I started to speak better because 98% of all the atoms in my body were gone from the previous year. 98% of what that thing is, that anxiety, nervousness, lack of confidence, that was the base of why I was stuttering. I was not confident with myself. I had self-esteem issues. Didn't grow up in the greatest of households. I talked about this, alcoholic single mother, raising eight of us by herself. Doesn't lend itself to, you know, the best of childhoods. But then again, I wouldn't change it. I recorded a show about this a week ago that had I actually got the parents that I prayed and wished for every night, the, you know, having dinner at the table, mom home. My mom worked when I was, when I was in eighth grade, my mom got hit by a, no, my mom broke her hip. She had been drinking, fell asleep in a chair, and I almost said she got hit by a car, but that happened my senior year of high school. But in eighth grade, she got drunk, fell asleep in an armchair, tried to get up about 2 a.m. and just fell right to the floor, broke her hip, and was basically just calling out for anybody. And it was only me at the time and my older brother, who's 4 years older than me. I was in eighth grade. He was a senior. And the ambulance came. I dialed 911. Imagine at eighth grade, 2 a.m, dialed 911. Ambulance comes, takes my mom. Okay, then. Alrighty, boys and girls, got no parents now. Yeah, dad left when I was, you know, a few months old, so that ain't happening. So went back to sleep and went to school the next day. No mom. She was in a hospital getting her hip replaced. So, you know, in my senior year, she cracked her pelvis, got hit by a car, knocked her to all the way from, she was crossing a street, dark. We lived at the top of this street, 9 Elm Street in Bradford, PA, and car comes whizzing around the corner, knocked her and all her groceries across our front lawn. And she spends a few months again in the hospital, and there's a hospital bed once again in our living room. She came home. I tell you all of this, that's kind of dysfunctional, right? And then when my mom did work, she usually worked 3 to 11, So when I come home from school, she's gone till 11 at night. I go to bed. I really never saw her. And then she worked 11 to 7, 11 at night till 7 in the morning. That's why I tell my kids, man, you got no idea how good you have it. You had no idea. These trips to Kings Island and the pool every day and this nice house, couple of cars, everything normal, you know, as it can be type of upbringing. You got far, far cry from how I grew up. But that's how I wanted it. You got to change the generational poverty in your family. You got to change the dysfunction, the generational dysfunction in your family. If you don't do it, who's going to do it? Your kids? No, because they're what are they doing? They're modeling. So to answer the stuttering question, I had to gain confidence. I had to really understand that each day, that's why I always celebrate a new day, a new week, a new month. It's an opportunity to be somebody different. I love reinventing myself. Always have. I love playing, you know, just these imaginary make-believes, create this, create that. We've all tied the cape around our neck, jumped off the couch. We're Superman, Batman. You know, and that's what I modeled. I didn't wear a cape. I just modeled business people. I modeled people who spoke well, and I got some confidence, and I decided, hey, I know at the root what this reason. The reason is I'm just so damn nervous. I'm jittery. I'm jumping up and down. Settle down a little bit. People who speak well typically are, you know, pretty calm and collected, and they have confidence. So let me gain some. See, nobody needs to know, and this really helped me a lot when I went off to college and went into the workforce. Nobody needed to know my upbringing. And when I created the Everyday Saturday brand and myself, I cut everybody out of my life that was there in 2004 pretty much, because they all thought I was this one person when in fact I was this, you know, caged lion. I was a completely different person. Does that make sense? You know, you can't go back. You can never go home again. People in your hometown, your best friends, will never understand when you go make drastic changes in their life, because they all are thinking of who you used to be back in the day. When you want to break out like this butterfly, they're thinking of the caterpillar and you're the butterfly, and they can't put those two together. And that's when I stopped stuttering. Same thing. I was the butterfly. I'm like, I'm just going to gain some confidence. I'm going to speak with confidence. Nobody needs to know, you know, what's going on behind the scenes or right underneath the surface. Same thing when I created my brand. Same thing when I got promoted in the dopey corporate world, from telephone sales to outside sales to management to running a $90 million division. Listen to me. 20 college credits, most of them gym and health class. How am I running the $90 million division? Because I just played to the egos of the buffoons that were my bosses and just stroked their ego. Great idea, Joe. That's all you got to do. Your college degree means nothing. Masters. I had people with masters working for me, you know, and they all looked at me like, you're having too much fun. Why do you laugh so much? I'm like, why aren't you? Well, I know why. Because you just spent $100,000 on this degree and you got to justify it, and you got all these diplomas hanging in your office and you're making half what I'm making. I'd be stressed out too if I saw a guy like me having that much fun. Now, forget about it. Having way too much fun, more than the law allows. But just understand that concept. This body of yours replaces itself. It's energy. It's all energy. And it's all going to go away at some point. My question to you is, what are you going to do today? Brand new day, brand new week, brand new month. What are you going to do? You know, make the most of what you got. Nobody's asking you to go, you know, change the world right now. But boy, I'll tell you, little subtle changes have that ripple effect that you will end up changing the world. There's somebody right now 8,000 miles away that's going to benefit by the decision you've made today to play big. All right, play big, play big, play big. Oh, and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.